For the next 6 months, the historic Eastside Neighborhood Initiative and Preservation Buffalo Niagara will survey properties in Buffalo's Broadway Fillmore area to list properties that may be considered for historic landmark status and preservation.
Well, this is actually an update of an earlier study. The city of Buffalo actually did a study in 2003 that identified landmarks and identified potential historic districts in this area.
Jesse Fisher, executive director of Preservation Buffalo Niagara, says many empty houses have stories to tell, including the former home of Buffalo's first health commissioner, Dr. Francis Fronczak. Also located in the district is the former boyhood home of Lieutenant Colonel Matt Urban, the most decorated U.S. combat veteran of World War II. Fisher says it's more than just preserving historic sites, but protecting important elements of neighborhoods that young people are rediscovering.
Well, there are so many interesting things in the neighborhood that young people and millennials are beginning to rediscover. There are interesting old neighborhood bars that have been there for generations. There are really interesting cultural sites. And as you say, the younger people and entrepreneurs and the creative class, those types are always attracted to unique spaces. So we are hoping to get Broadway Fillmore kind of more in people's imaginations in that way.
The Historic Eastside Neighborhood Initiative recently received a $7,000 grant to complete the survey. Fisher says collaborators, who are working with a consultant, hope to have a list ready for the public to review by next spring. Michael Mrosiak, WBFO News.